This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue a conversation I had with Amanda Savoie about her research on seaweeds in the Arctic.
My name is Amanda Savoie. I'm a research scientist at the Canadian Museum of Nature in Ottawa, in Canada, and I study seaweed biodiversity. It was always thought that there's not suitable substrate in the central Arctic and the western Arctic, or if you think of the north coast of Alaska, there's a lot of sediment. But we're finding that there are areas with enough rocky substrate or boulders or rocks where there's more seaweed than people thought. So I think as people are looking, we're going to keep finding seaweed in these areas.
Yeah, the indigenous folks up there probably have local knowledge of some of these seaweed diverse areas.
Yeah, totally. And they have so much more knowledge than science has historically given them credit for. And the other thing that's really interesting in the Canadian Arctic and in Greenland, kelp is actually a really culturally important food. So it's something people commonly eat, and it's very well known as like a great, great snack.
Oh, that's awesome. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Why study seaweeds? You know, we're working on a project looking at seaweeds on the coast. And so personally, I have my ideas, but I like to hear what other people have to say about why it's so important to do this work.
Yeah, I think it's really important for a lot of reasons. One is that the coastal zone is one of the most kind of threatened zones, threatened habitats, you know, in the world. There's a lot of people that live on the coast. There's a lot of pressure on our coastlines, but it's also very understudied. You know, the intertidal and subtidal are hard to access. And so I think there's a combination of it being a zone that's very vulnerable and under pressure and yet also understudied. Seaweeds are photosynthetic, so they're primary producers. They help produce, you know, the oxygen that we breathe. They're also a really important habitat for fish, including fish of like commercial and economic interest. And then they're also just super beautiful and just very underappreciated, which is one of the reasons why I like to study them as well.
Yeah, no, my appreciation has definitely grown getting to know seaweeds in Maine, of how diverse and beautiful they can be. Mm-hmm. The more you learn, that's the more you learn that bit.
Yeah, and the Gulf of Maine is really warming very rapidly. You know, researchers are already detecting changes, for example, in kelp forests in Maine. They're definitely under threat. And so I think it's really important to sort of study and document the change as it's happening and to understand what impacts those changes might have. And to kind of just understand what's the biodiversity of life on our coastlines.
In a previous conversation with Amanda, I asked her generally about seaweeds and what she thought many folks didn't know about them. I found her answer interesting enough to include here. This clip was recorded during a seaweed research trip to Anguilla Island in October of 2024.
I think one of the things that's really interesting about seaweed is to understand what they are, that they are algae. They're not plants, and they're really diverse. There's a lot of species, lots of different species, and the fact that these species are not actually so closely related to one another. So there's red algae, green algae, and brown algae, and they're each these really distinct different groups, but they all live together in the intertidal and coastal zone, and they've evolved similar adaptations, but they're really different at the same time. I think that's really cool.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.